some feedback forms on your chairs. If you'd like to provide some feedback, that's great. If you don't, that's okay as well, no problem. Feel free to use the pens after the show there, but also return them when you're done because they're props for future shows. Okay? So thank you very much, and it's great to see you all.
Grace O'Leary talks to the audience before her latest play is performed in Manchester, Northern England. The venue, a small room at the top of a pub. You see, Grace is not only trying to introduce new writing and new actors to new audiences, but she's also testing out fresh, less traditional theatre spaces too. The audience tonight consists largely of customers from the pub, who, pint in hand, are taking a little break from their drinking frivolities to absorb some culture upstairs. Finding venues and opportunities for new work to be performed is tough. To put on tonight's play, Grace has had to call in a few favours, not least from the bar itself, which is letting her use the room for free. The drama world is highly competitive, and most writers and actors spend years honing their craft without recognition or much financial recompense. And Grace certainly can't afford to work in drama full-time.
I worked in the public sector for 3 years as a health and safety executive. Nothing to do with drama at all. It was construction. And now my day job is demolition. So, you know, they're not anything. They couldn't be further from playwriting and theatre and production, but pays the bills.
So, to put on fringe theatre requires her to be ultra-resilient and to make a lot of sacrifices.
Firstly, at the start, it can be hard to motivate yourself sometimes, if I'm honest, because you'd be working all day and you come home, the last thing you want to do is start organising venues or even start writing the script. Sometimes it's hard for me to push to write the script because I'm just tired and I just want to watch the telly or something. Do you know what I mean? You'd think, I wish this was my day job and I could just put all my energy into this.
As well as showcasing new writing, Grace has opened the doors for many young actors. And she's won awards too. But taking things to the next level can be tough in a world which can be a bit of a closed shop.
It is very frustrating and it can get you down, but it's just a case of just having faith as well, I think, and think, well, if these people have gotten to get an Oscar for writing, you know, an amazing film, I will. I'll get an Oscar. Why not? Even though I thought I would have got one by now, but I haven't. So I'm a bit behind my life schedule, I should say. You can't let it grind you down, I think. I think it's important to just push on. When I think about people coming to see shows, I think I was just sitting down in my flat one day and I just wrote that, and and they are taking time out of their lives, money out of their pocket to support it, and that's quite moving really. And yeah, well, fair play, if they're willing to support, I'll keep going. But I've just realised, actually, I think it's nearly time for the show to start, so I better start getting people up the stairs. Is that okay?
Tonight's show is called Letter-Headed Paper and draws on Grace's experience of the office politics she found when she worked in the public sector.
Every office has, but is not limited to, the following. A flirt, a weirdo, a slacker, and a boss full of their own self-importance.
What a concise list.
It's true.
What about the place that's only got two or three people working there, then? Then there's not enough to cover your essential criteria.
The two young actors on stage tonight are Julie Burrow and Carl Greenwood.
Is there room for two observers?
Not really. Why?
See myself as being a bit of an observer, if you excuse the pun.
Very witty.
I'm pretty good at separating myself from the office tittle-tattle.
Not that I've seen.
Do you have any time to do any actual work amongst all this observing?
It took me no time at all to see you approve of the way this place is run.
Approve?
Are you saying you don't?
I'm saying I go with the flow.
Only when it suits you.
What?
Don't pretend like you don't play the flirting card to get what you want around here.
I beg your pardon.
That's the office component. You are the flirt.
Carl and Julie both love the intimacy of Grace's small-scale fringe theatre.
The first night we were here, I was just so very, very aware of the people in the front row, and it, you know, you have to really, really work hard to get past that. But it is nice as well, isn't it?
But it's so much more of a challenge. Because from my experience, I've performed in front of like 3,000 people, and you can distance yourself from them. You can sort of look at them out there and go, actually, I'm fine because I'm all the way over here and you're all the way over there. When they're literally right in front of you, it's a really exposing environment. It's a much bigger challenge than that because you can't get away with faking it because it's so close and it forces you to really develop.
Carl says he's tremendously grateful for the opportunity that Grace has given him.
It's really hard to get the opportunities to get casting directors in to see you, which is why the fringe scene in Manchester is so important for me to be able to get casting directors in from people that I really want to see me to help build my career on and, you know, continue to do that.
It is a struggle, isn't it? Because, you know, there are other things, other considerations come in life.
Yeah, it's really difficult because the fact of the matter is your rent still needs paying. You can be having it. I mean, at the minute I'm doing a tour for a theatre company called Kinetic Theatre that's doing primary schools in the Northwest. That job is basically keeping my rent paid so that I can afford to do other creative projects like this.
Mm. Well, Carl and Julie seem satisfied, but what about the audience that's packed into the Lasagari pub in Manchester city centre to see Grace's latest production?
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, good night.
Night.
I think the writer's really witty, really sharp, and it all comes from real life. And for someone like me who, you know, I can't really afford to go to the theatre on a regular basis, I can come to the pub, I can get a drink for the price of a pint, I can go see a really good show, see some really good new writing. I think, you know, Grace is really one to watch for the future.
This is Ashley Byrne for DW in Manchester.